It would also explain the passion shown in the 13th century of writing down the various literary traditions. In the last lecture, I started by mentioning much of what we know about early Hittite history comes from the later texts, texts that were composed in the 13th century BC, and describing events, in some instances, 500, 600 years earlier. These all, too, seem to have been commissioned by Hattusilis III, and were part of an effort to link his family and the dynasty to the earlier architects of the Hittite Empire. And much of the cultural achievement of the Hittite Empire came from the impetus of the imperial family. Now, that doesn't mean that the traditional rites suddenly disappeared, that the various members of the Hittite Empire embraced the official pantheon as conceived by Hattusilis III and his queen, Puduhepa. In a sense, there were two types of cults available. One would be the great state cults that would be centered in the great cities, where populations would come in. They'd see the great reliefs in the festivals. They'd see the king performing traditional rites as the proxy of the god. And then they would trot out to their traditional villages and towns and continue to propitiate the gods according to ancient rites. And there's a good deal of evidence to suggest that different types of cults persisted, particularly to the mother goddess, who was later known as Kubaba in the early Iron Age by the Phrygians and is eventually identified as Kybele in the Greek and Roman period. The great Magna Mater, the mother goddess, the goddess of all life, and she continued to be worshipped in the countryside, and she didn't really seem to have much of a role to play in the official pantheon. It was the sun goddess who was important. It was the weather god who was important. The weather god would continue in his guise with the bull and would reappear in Phrygian art and particularly in the Greek and Roman periods as Zeus or Jupiter. And in Asia Minor, a marvelous indication of how these notions conceived in the 13th century BC persisted would be if you go to the reliefs of Yazilikaya, you see the weather god standing on his bull. And if you go to the Roman period and the Hellenistic period, the period of Greek influence, you'll see a perfectly naturalistic Zeus. Can't miss him. And what is he doing? He's standing on an equally naturalistic bull. It's the same image going back to the reforms of Hattusilis III being transmitted centuries later. And the Greeks and Romans recognize that form of Zeus as Zeus Dokolinos, a special version of Zeus peculiar to Eastern Asia Minor. And I think that's the best way to end, to give you some sort of sense that the religious and cultural landscape rewritten by these Hittite emperors would influence the rites and the arts of Asia Minor for centuries to come, even in the classical era.